MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
As South Africa's citrus export season begins, growers are sounding the alarm about isolated cases of diesel shortages, seemingly caused by unusual buying patterns and controlled allocation by industry players. This in spite of the Department of Mineral and Petroleum Resources saying the country's fuel supply remains stable for the near term. 95% of citrus exports are moved by road to ports, exposing the industry to fuel supply and price shocks. Dr. Buitoko Ntshabele is CEO of the Citrus Growers Association. He joins us now to explore available options to cushion the potential blow caused by hoarding. Thank you very much, Doc, for your time. What is the situation as we speak today?
So we still are concerned in terms of the reports that we are receiving that there's isolated incidences of or diesel shortages, in several areas. But we haven't had the updated information as of today, but as of yesterday, that was still the information that we had at the end.
We also know that the petrol price from today is gone up, 3 rand, a fuel levy cut. Does that make a difference at all? As you mentioned, you move your goods by road to ports, so that consumes a lot of fuel.
We are concerned, although we welcome the 3 rand reprieve, we believe that more can still be done. I think one of the challenges that, and this is what we supported, raised by AgriSA and AgBiz, what can ultimately impact the hoarding and so forth would be improved transparency in terms of fuel pricing. And that can also be driven through, call it weekly adjustments in terms of the regulated prices of fuel. You know that currently we all had to wait for today. And because of that, that could have influenced all the behavioral issues that have been mentioned, rationing and controlling fuel. Because ultimately, with the expected increase, there is a likelihood for some profit to be made simply selling at a higher price next week. So if the price is adjusted continuously, the market, that information flows to everyone, that improves transparency.
South Africa exported a record of 3.5 million metric tons of citrus in 2025, and we are the world's second largest citrus exporter after Spain. As we speak about energy prices, this is as a result of what is happening in the Middle East. I do wonder how this has impacted, or if it has an impact at all on your supply chains. If so, how?
So our season hasn't started as yet, and one of the reasons we're sounding alarm bells is that we're trying to look forward and say, you know, as we look at the horizon, this is one of the key issues that might have an impact on our season. And this is because, as we say, 95% of our shipments are on road, and we support the initiatives that have come out of the Department of Transport trying to move a lot of consignments that are on the road to rail. We know that will take some time, but that would give us some sort of breathing space, because rail is cheaper and it's much more dependable, and ultimately it will help us to get to market much more quicker than we currently are experiencing with road. But ultimately, with all these price increases, we run the risk of growers making losses, as they would be impacted by high fuel prices. I mean, fuel is used also on farms to do many other things, to water orchards. It's also used to move tractors and so forth, as fruit is collected from the orchards to pack houses. So it's quite a significant cost for citrus growers.
In spite of the DMPR warning, not even warning, or rather just stating, listen, fuel supply remains stable for the near term. There's been hoarding that has been experienced, which is something that is of concern to you, of course, as an organization, but to the sector at large. What are the contingency plans that you have in place? If you do not have contingency plans, what then is your call more so to South Africans?
I think if we all, as South Africans, become more responsible, and there is better coordination between government and all other players, that would help us to and assist the situation to reduce all the other behaviors that we've spoken to. And ultimately, all of us will benefit. and there's a greater public good that can be achieved for all citizens as well as our growers.
On a lighter note, we've been having amazing rain. What has this done for the crop?
So we've had, in many areas of the country, we've had very good growing conditions, and we're looking forward with huge expectations that we might have a good crop. Sometime in the week we will release our own estimates as to what that looks like, but on the whole, in a rounded way, we potentially have a good crop coming out.
Might exceed last year's record of 3.5 million metric tons of citrus?
That remains to be seen, because ultimately the estimate that we normally offer is not a production estimate per se. It is what is possible to be exported. And so we call it an export estimate. And to give you a sense, with the current impact in the Middle East, where we send 20-25% of our crop, ultimately you start having to look at that crop and say, are we to adjust estimates differently in view of the unlikely event we can't send the crop to some parts of the world? So those are the likely other impacts at play that would impact our ability to give a higher or a lower estimate.
You mentioned a very good point, because the Middle East is the second biggest export market for South African citrus after Europe. And last year it accounted for 19% of total shipments. Are you able to give us more detail in terms of the outlook? Because in the short term, we're hearing that this will be wrapped up in about 2 to 3 weeks' time. We're also expecting another address tonight from the President of the United States. We're not clear what's going to come out of that. Even though the markets are rallying, there's still some cautious optimism. On your side, what does it look like?
Look, we're keenly watching the situation as it evolves, and we are cautiously optimistic that some sort of opportunity is available and on the table for the parties to resolve the dispute. And that would give us opportunities to be able to ship the usual shipments that go to that part of the world. Our season starts in a few weeks, and we are hopeful that some sort of leeway is on the table to make that a reality.
Thank you so much for your contribution, Dr. Buitoko Ntshabele, CEO of Citrus Growers Association.